Good morning. Today we are finishing up our question of where should the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim be said? Should it be said at home? Should it be said in shul right before davening? And we've seen shitas going in all different directions on this. And we're just going to finish up this issue with the psak of Rav Moshe Sternbach and his Shailish and Chuvas Vahanhagos. Rav Sternbach first divides up between if somebody is waking up and fairly quickly going to shul to daven, or if there's going to be a lag between the two. Somebody wakes up, and he's going to learn at home for a while, and then go to shul. And he says as follows, somebody who wakes up, and he's going to learn before davening, in that instance, what he should do is obviously wash your hands, the Netilas Yadayim, and also you should say the bracha al Netilas Yadayim, but this is very important, you should have in mind that this Netila is going to go for your tefillah, that you're going to be davening and you're going to be saying brachos and tefillah afterward, and this netila is for that purpose. And after that netila, after that bracha, you would also say birkas ha-shachar. That would include asher yatzar, lakai neshama. You would say birkas ha-torah, and then you would learn at home. So that is for somebody who's planning on learning, and we will qualify this shortly as well. However, if somebody is waking up, going to the bathroom, and then you're getting dressed and heading to shul, says Rav Sternbach, Ein lo levarach miyad ela samach letfila. Hold off, and you're saying the bracha al netilas yadayim. You should rather wait and say it in shul right before your davening. But then he goes on and says as follows, Nimsa shemaroi litol samach lekumo. Ideal is that you should say the al netilas yadayim close to when you wake up, but there's a condition to this. The condition is that only should you do that if you're going to say the Birkos HaShachar afterwards, or if you're going to say a certain tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a short tefillah that will include three components, Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Bakasha, which that you need something, and also a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is actually the three components. These are the three components that we have in our Shmone Esrei, that we start out the Shmone Esrei with Shevach, and then we have 13 brachas in the middle of Bakashat, requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Hodah, that's for example at Modim, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you say the Birkas HaShachar, or if you say a short tefillah that includes those three components, you would be Yotzei, the chiyuv of tefillah on a deoraisa level. You would be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah. And accordingly, when you say al netilas yadayim in advance of that, your al netilas yadayim is going on this tefillah, because you're saying this tefillah at home. So either you're going to say the birkas hashachar at home, or you're going to say the short tefillah at home. Achim yitol baboker v'lo yomar shudim tefillah. However, if you're just going to be washing your hands and you're not going to say that this tefillah, this short tefillah, you're not going to say the birkas hashachar at home, you're just going to say birkas hatorah, and you're going to learn, and you're not going to, and then you're going to go to shul later to daven. So you're just washing netilas yadayim, but you're not fulfilling the requirement of davening, then of tefillah, through either one of two ways. The birkas hashachar, you're not going to say that. You're going to say that at shul. You're going to say it later. And you're also not saying this short tefillah. You're planning on doing that all at shul. In that instance, Rav Sternbach says it would be preferable to wait on the bracha of al netilas yadayim until you get to shul, and then say it right before your davening. So he just says at the end as well, Ashkenazim, that they say all these brachas in shul and not at home, with the exception of Birkas HaTorah, if you can learn in advance, but they wait to say Al Netilas Yadayim, Ashei Yatzar, Birkas HaShachar. What you should do is you should Yitlu Vivarchu Rak Samuch Mamish Letfila. You should wash Netilas Yadayim again before your davening. You washed at home right when you woke up, but you should wash again right before davening and say Al Netilas Yadayim, the brachas at that point. And those who are going to say the brachas at home, including in particular, they should have kavana that washing and that in particular that al netilas yadayim is going to be used for their tefillah that they are going to be fulfilling shortly or immediately and home. So that's the lay of the land. It turns out that initially Rav Schoenbach does divide up between if you're staying home and learning and not. If you're staying home and learning, then you would say everything at home. If you're going to be heading to shul quickly, say it all in shul. But then indeed he does say that if you're going to be saying the brachas at home, the bracha v'al netilas yadayim, you have to be sure to either say the birkas hashachar at home as well, right afterward, or that you should say this tefillah ksara, this short prayer that has the three components of shevach, bakasha, and hodah, so that that al netilas yadayim is going to be followed by the tefillah, because the bracha of al netilas yadayim is for the tefillah, so we should have the tefillah right afterward, either at home, or just wait until shul and then wash and say al netilas yadayim, and it'll be right before your real tefillah, right before your davening in shul. Have a wonderful day.